We come in verse 9 to the seventh benefit, and that's deliverance from the great tribulation. Notice what he says. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, the wrath that is mentioned here is the wrath that the Scripture speaks of. The great day of his wrath is come. The prophet Zephaniah used that term in Zephaniah 1:14. What is the great day of wrath? Well, the great day of wrath that is coming, the Lord Jesus called it the great tribulation. And he tells the believer here that he is saved from wrath. I've been saved from the penalty of sin. And he's constantly saving us today from the power of sin. But he's going to save us in the future from the presence of sin. And that means that every believer will go out at the rapture and will go out not because he's worthy, because he's not worthy, but because he's been saved by the grace of God. And he'll be taken out by the grace of God. We're saved by grace. We live by the grace of God. And not 10,000, but 10 million years from today, we'll be in heaven by the grace of God. We're saved from wrath through him. And now notice verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You see, he died down here to save us. He lives up yonder to keep us saved. Now he mentions the eighth benefit here in verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we've received not the atonement, but the reconciliation. Now we just joy in God. I think this is one of the most wonderful statements that we have in this section. It just means right now, wherever you are, whatever your problems are, my friend, you can just joy, that is, rejoice in God. Just think of it. You can rejoice that he's who he is, that he lives. We can rejoice that he's provided a salvation for us, that he's willing to save us, sinners, and bring us into his presence, and he's worked out a plan because of his love for us. Now, isn't that enough to make you rejoice? That's a benefit. Oh, the child of God should have joy in his heart. Now, he doesn't have to go around smiling like a Cheshire cat, but he sure ought to have joy in his heart. I love that song that's out today. It's a rather new song. Let's Just Praise the Lord. We have that on a cassette tape, and at night, sometimes after we get in bed, my wife and I just play it. Let's Just Praise the Lord. Now, these are the eight benefits that Paul mentions here.